First, results show Montenegro's ruling coalition has won most of the votes in yesterday's parliamentary election. Stefan Bost reports.
The Center for Monitoring sent a ruling Democratic Party of Socialists and its allies, led by the tiny nation's powerful ruler, Milo Djukanovic, won 39 of the parliament's 81 seats. With expected support from deputies of ethnic minorities, his party will be able to return to power. The Democratic Front, the main opposition bloc, took only 20 seats, followed by the pro-Serb Socialist People's Party with 9 seats. The opposition failed to capitalize on the economic downturn that followed the boom since Montenegro broke away from Serbia in 2006. Unemployment currently stands at a staggering 12%. Even Djukanovic seemed surprised about his victory, saying his government is a rare one in Europe, as in his words it maintains confidence of voters in such difficult times of crisis. Critics claim the long-time 50-year-old politician wants to become again prime minister to avoid prosecution for organized crime. Djukanovic was even investigated by Italian prosecutors over alleged involvement in a multi-million dollar cigarette smuggling operation when an international embargo was imposed on Serb-led Yugoslavia during the wars of the 1990s. He has denied wrongdoing. Whoever comes to power will have to negotiate about membership of the European Union. European Parliament President Martin Schulz says EU expansion should continue.
The necessary reforms within the European Union, debate about the future of the European Union, the debate about the economically very difficult situation and the necessary steps to be undertaken by the European Union to come out of the crisis cannot be an obstacle for further enlargement.
Montenegro's Parliament President Ranko Krivokapic, an ally of the current government, has welcomed that assessment.
I truly believe that Montenegro is the heart of reintegration of the Balkans on the new base.
Yet Montenegro can expect tough EU investigations over alleged corruption. That's not all. The nation of just roughly 650,000 people also seeks membership of the NATO military alliance. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.